Good day and welcome to the big interview. The PSL is finally returning to our screens and the players will be overjoyed having missed out on the game of football for 4.5 months. Joining us on the show today is a veteran of the league, a former Kaizer Chiefs and SuperSport United star who's won multiple titles, including 2 PSL trophies, 2 Nedbank Cups and 2 MTN8 titles. He's also a former Bafana Bafana star who represented us at the 2010 FIFA World Cup. We've got Highlands Park midfielder Renilwe Lutulunyane, aka Yeye. He's on the line with us today. We discuss football's return, his plans for life after football, and much, much more. I'm your host, Salu Paho, and this is SL Radio. I'm happy to be joined on the line by Highlands Park midfielder Renilwe Lutulunyane, aka Yeye. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good, and how are you, sir?
All good, all good. So, 4.5 months now without football, and it's finally back. How does it feel to know the PSL is returning?
It feels good that now we finally know what's going to happen. Definitely next week, weekend, the football is coming back, and then it's an exciting moment for everyone that is involved in football.
And how are you guys feeling in terms of match fitness, and how much have they been working you guys since you were able to start training as a team?
We've been working very hard since the day of lockdown that was announced, up until we got the go-ahead to train with like groups. And then we've been adding on the numbers since from then. And then in terms of match fitness, yeah, we obviously going to struggle with that. I think it's the only part that we haven't really done much. We haven't really played games, 11v11. So that's the only part that I think we will struggle a bit. But obviously, we have 6 games to go. I think we'll only need a few 11v11 at training, and maybe 1 or 2 official games, and then we'll be good to go.
Now, obviously, you're going to be entering this bio bubble, which means you'll be separated from the family for a while. So do you think, perhaps in a strange way, it's been a blessing in disguise that you've been able to be home for this period?
Definitely. It's a month without seeing your family. It's a very long time. At least I can take comfort from being with them for the past 4 months. And then, yeah, now it's time to go back to work. And then it's under, obviously, the difficult and different circumstances that we are facing now. So I have to do what needs to be done. It is what it is. But at least that I got to spend most of the time with my family. So I will not really complain much.
And as a senior member of the team, how important is leadership going to be in this final round of games in August and early September?
It is very, very vital. Like I said, it's a different situation. It is not normal, whatever that's going to be happening in the next 5 to 6 weeks. So leadership is important within the team. To obviously keep everyone involved motivated, disciplined enough for that period to achieve the team's goals.
I spoke to Zita Macheke of Bidvest this recently, and he named you as his footballing idol, a player that he looks up to. He says you're a very welcoming guy. Have you always taken this approach with younger players?
Not only younger players, but everyone, whether a footballer or non-football person. For me, I take an individual or a human being as a human being before the title that they have. I believe that's how you should treat everyone, right? Whether you know him or you don't, for the fact that he's a human being or she's a human being, the person deserves the respect from another person. That's what I think, or that's what I believe, that as human beings, we should behave.
And, you know, beyond this season, you've already spoken about, you know, the fact that the transfer window itself creates the uncertainty. So we won't discuss your plans next. But apart from catching the business bug, we know you've got Shaye with Shaba. What else have you considered for your post-playing career? Have you ever looked into coaching or youth development?
Yeah, definitely. Now I've enrolled with the Scottish Senior LFA. Via some agency around in Cape Town. We'll be doing my online B license next month for 5 days. And then next year, obviously, the dates are not yet confirmed to finish off the license with the practicals in Scotland. So that's one of those things that I'm doing as well to kind of prepare myself or rather equip myself with knowledge and so that I can, when I decide to retire, I know that whatever position, whatever thing that I want to do, I am equipped for that. I qualify for that, not because of I played, but because of I also got the papers to put me up.
He is not good for ships. Let us be honest. They can release him for the better future.
Catch the Fan Reaction Show, where we let fans voice their most outrageous opinions on local football, only on SL Radio. And, you know, it was announced today, actually, day of recording, that Highlands Park will be playing their home football at Dobsonville Stadium. And you know Dobsonville quite well. It's, of course, where Shaye Lounge is situated. Obviously, coronavirus caused restaurants and bars to close. So what's the latest on Shaye? Are you guys still going to be running it? And how are things holding up?
It's a bit difficult, as you mentioned. I think from next month, we are going to start with selling food, and then basically just to keep the momentum going. And then on weekends we'll probably get our resident DJs to do sets, and then some sets will be done via online, and they will be streamed from the venue, and some will just post them on the social media. So that's something that will start next month going forward up until everything loosened up and then we are now allowed to have people at the venue.
Fantastic stuff. So looking back at your career, you're a two-time PSL winner, two-time MTN 8 and two-time Nedbank Cup champion. At club level, what would you say are your career highlights so far?
Winning the league at the club level, it is the most memorable moment for me because I would like to think for every footballer that plays for any league, any club, wants to be the champion of that league, and then getting that opportunity to win the championship 2 times, I think that's one of the biggest highlights for me at club level.
Now, I read an interesting story that I think I might have missed in the past couple of weeks, but Bongani Khumalo mentioned that Harry Redknapp might have signed you for Tottenham if you were a little bit younger back in 2010. Looking back, do you ever wonder about the potential of a move overseas and whether it might have had things work out differently for you?
Look, I wanted to play overseas like any other footballer, but it wasn't something that I want to do by force. For me, I was doing what I love, which is playing football. I was living my dream in terms of the field that I'm in. I was playing for one of the big teams in the continent. I was representing my country. I played in the World Cup. So playing overseas was, for me, it was one of those things. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm still happy. I'm still enjoying my football. I'm still doing what I love. And then I'm here. I'm happy.
And, you know, you recently had this initiative partnership with Betway. So tell me about that initiative and Indofire Lions Football Club.
Okay. Indofire Lions is fairly a new team, where I come from, right? And I entered into a partnership with Betway to donate an equipment that is worth like 20,000 rand. I told you earlier that I will be doing my A license, right? My B license, rather, sorry. So that team helps me as well with doing my practicals or doing my training sessions, practicing with them, my sessions. And on the other hand, we are trying to give these boys an opportunity to play professional football. So the equipment will help me to prepare better sessions, and it will help the boys to do more or less similar sessions with the professional team, so that when one or two get an opportunity to train with a professional team, they mustn't struggle that much. They mustn't feel like everything they do is new, they don't know anything, and they feel lost, and they don't perform to their best ability. So for me, it was we must do something that when they get a breakthrough, they will easily relate to, and they will keep the ball running immediately.
And, you know, it seems like you're doing all the necessary steps to make sure that when you do eventually retire, that you'll be set up for life. And this is a conversation that we always have around the PSL, that not enough players are doing this. Do you think that more needs to be done to help footballers prepare for life after football?
Most definitely. A lot must still happen. It won't happen in just 2 years or 3 years, because it's something that has been there for a very long time. So for us to change, it will take a very long time, or rather a long time, not very long time. So I think it is the start that me and some of the players are doing it now. It is the beginning of a change that will in the next few years. We will be happy to be part of this football in the country, and then be part of footballers in the generation that changed things, how things were post our footballers at that time.
Well, thank you very much, Renelewele Tulunyane, for joining me on the big interview. It's been an honor and a privilege, and I wish you all the best for the season ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on the show.
And that's all for the big interview for today. A big thank you to our guest, Renelewele Tulunyane of Highlands Park, for joining us on the show. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get all of the latest local football news. And make sure to subscribe to SL Radio on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, and you'll get notifications for every new show. From myself, your host, Lou Paho, and my editor, Simon Strella, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.